from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Want to learn a cool way to end Palm Sunday Mass? Learn how on this special episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Right now!
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Special Edition. And now, the man who just can't keep silent no matter what, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Briani Speaker Elis Pagina, and welcome to our 122nd episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Today's special episode continues on the series of Holy Week chants that we started on last Sunday. We'll be learning a really cool way to exit out for Palm Sunday in just a few minutes. But first, let's do something we haven't done in a long time, and that's open up the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, 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 for the first time in a while, we've decided to open up the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box. And today we will reveal the suggestions that I've come up with for the fourth Sunday of Lent, often referred to as Laetare Sunday. Now, like Advent, where the normal liturgical vestment color is violet, thus representing a penitential season, there is one Sunday in the season where the rose-colored vestment is worn, because on that day we take some time to rejoice in the glorious hope that something really good is going to come out of the gloom that we're in during seasons like this. The third Sunday of Advent, of course, is Gaudete, meaning rejoice, named after the first word of the Latin introit, Gaudete. Gaudete in Domino Sempre, iterum dico Gaudete. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, this fourth Sunday of Lent is Laetare, also meaning rejoice. The introit begins, Laetare, Jerusalem, et conventum faciete, omnes qui diligitis eam. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, and gather round, all you who love her. Now, this Sunday is an exception to that golden rule of Lent, that is, no organ music except to support the singing. In fact, a while back, I had written a post in Crystal's Vintage at the blog about looking for excuses to go a cappella and even taking a little bit off the organ for that processional hymn. You know, for now, lose the mixture, lose the reed. You know, for middle verses that you're doing just 8, 4, and 2 where you've already dropped the mixture, maybe drop the 2, just go 8 and 4. Something like that. Well, this Sunday's kind of an exception. Laetare, rejoice. Let's look at some of the hymnody, shall we? Now, the introit, this is coming out of the Graduale Romanum, the hymnal given to us by the Church. Laetare, Jerusalem, et conventum faciete omnes diligitis eam. Gaudete cum laetitia, qui in tristitia fuistis, ut exultetis, et satiemini, ab ubieribus consolationis vestre. Psalm. Laetatus sum in hisque dicta sunt mihi, in domum domini ibimus. Translated. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, and gather round all who love her. Rejoice in gladness after having been in sorrow. Exult and be replenished with the consolation flowing from her motherly bosom. Psalm. I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Now, there's not really much in hymnody in any of the major hymn books alluding to the antiphon of the introit. However, the verse is the beginning of Psalm 122, or from the Vulgate 121. Now, of course, there isn't much to draw on in terms of hymnody for that either. I did, however, some 20 years ago, write a hymn text based on Psalm 122, and I'm going to leave a link to this in today's show notes. It's called How Joyful My Expressing, and it's set to the standard tune Elecombe. I think you'll like it. Matter of fact, if you do like it, this is the pew edition, but But if you can find the accompaniment to Elecombe in any other hymnal, if you like it, feel free to use it. The lectionary option for the responsorial psalm is Psalm 23, or in the Vulgate or Douay Rhymes, 22. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want, is the response. Most popular setting is probably the Gelano. Now, if you want matching hymns that can be sung elsewhere in the Mass, maybe as an offertory hymn or after communion, a few of them actually come to mind. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, which normally uses the tune St. Columba. However, if you also have a copy of An Old We Celebrate kicking around, or maybe Hymnal 1982 or Hymnal 1940, there's also the tone Dominus Regit Me. Another choice, The Living God, My Shepherd Is, which is to the tune Brother James's Air. And if you like early American fare, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need is a nice choice, using the mellow spiritual-like tune Resignation. Now for the gradual, those using the Roman gradual option, Psalm 122 comes to play again. Instead of verses 1 and 2 of the Psalms, I believe it's verses 1 and 7. Laetatus sum in his quae dicta sunt mihi, in domum domini ibimus. Fiat pax in virtute tua, et abundantia in turibus tuis. I rejoiced when they said to me, Let us go unto the house of the Lord. Let peace reign within your walls, and abundance within its towers. And now for the lectionary gospel verse. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will have the light of life. Now I was able to come up with the allusion to the hymn O Gladsome Light, O Grace, which is set to the tune Nunc Dimittis, and you can find this in Worship 2 and in Worship 3. The tune, by the way, comes from the Genevan Psalter of 1549. Now the gradual's alternative to the gospel acclamation in verse is the tract, a cluster of psalm verses sung straight through. No antiphon to respond to or anything like that. Now the choir can usually sing the melody right out of the Roman gradual using that melody, or the congregation can try to sing it to a psalm tone. The tract of the day in Latin is Qui confidunt in Domino sicut mons Sion, non como vebitur in aeternum, qui habitat in Jerusalem. Montes in circuitu eus, in Dominus et circuitu populi sui, ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Those who dwell in Jerusalem shall not be shaken. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people, now and forever. These are the first two verses of Psalm 125, or in the Vulgate Douay Rhymes 124. Cyberhymnal.org gives us one matching hymn, All Who, with Heart Confiding. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to this particular hymn. Now, the text is actually fine as it is. However, if you do use the hymn, use a different tune, please. The meter is 7676D. I'm sure there are a lot of good 7676D hymn tunes out there. The offertory of the day. Laudate Dominum quia beninius est. Salite nomini eius quoniam suavis est. Omna quae cumque voluit, fecit in cielo et in terra. Praise the Lord, for he is loving. Sing in honor of his name, for he is gracious. He has accomplished whatever he resolved to do in heaven and on earth. These are two selected verses of Psalm 135, or 134, in the Vulgate. Now there are three options for the communion proper in the Roman gradual. Two of these are specific, not so much by the year, but by the gospel which is being read. Now the reasoning for this is because of the fact that in all 3 years of the liturgical cycle, if the scrutinies are being held, where the people pray for the elect, that's part of the rite of Christian initiation, by the way, then the year A readings would be read for the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent. If the scrutinies are not being held, then you would obviously just do the readings for that year. However, this year, it works out nice because we're in year A, so there's no struggle for which readings are used in that year. Anywho, in the Roman gradual, the option you would use for this year would be the one that says, when the gospel of the man born blind is read, because that is the gospel for Lent for this year. That communion antiphon is this, Lutum fecit ex puto Dominus, et linivit oculos meus, et abii, et lavi, et vidi, et credidi Deo. The Lord has made some clay with his spittle, and spread it over my eyes, and I went forth and washed myself, and I began to see, and I put my faith in God. The most popular choice would probably be Amazing Grace. Even better would be the hymn, Thou Whose Almighty Word, also found in hymnals as Lord Your Almighty Word and God Whose Almighty Word. The tune here is Italian Hymn, which is known in some books as Trinity or Masco. Another familiar hymn, Come Thou Almighty King, also uses this tune. Now we got some other hymns here, as suggested by the liturgical planning pages of Cantica Nova Publications, one of my favorite publishers to this day. They are what's known as traditional music for contemporary church. And here are some of the hymns they suggest. We're going to leave a link to that page in the show notes, by the way. Christ is the world's light, he and none other. That's a great match with the lectionary's gospel verse, by the way. And this is set to the tune Christe Sanctorum, which is also used for the morning hymn, Father, we praise thee, for the night is over. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, that one is set to the tune Ratisbon. God is my strong salvation, sung most commonly to the tune Christus ist mein Leben. And now for a nice anthem about the beloved Jesu joy of man's desiring of Johann Sebastian Bach. How about this one? My song is Love Unknown, using that stirring tune by John Ireland. Now let us all with one accord, which is often used with the tune Bourbon. The text is translated from a Latin hymn by St. Gregory the Great, Ex More Docti Mystico. Now another hymn with that same translation is one from Peter Scagnelli, Again We Keep This Solemn Fest, which is set to the tune Erhaldung's Herr, which is also used with the glory of these 40 days. Take up your cross, the Savior said. I've seen this hymn sung to multiple tunes. Breslow, O Wally Wally, Erhaldung's Herr. Although I have to say my favorite text to sing this to would be Breslow, which is usually found in People's Mass Book and We Celebrate. Word of God come down from earth, set to the tune Liebst der Jesu. And this is a tune often found with the hymn Blessed Jesus at Thy Word. You'll find these hymn suggestions and more great references in the Cantica Nova pages for Laetare Sunday. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. We'll be back. And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
The pipe organ is to be held in high esteem, and Gregorian chant is to hold pride of place. If you're at Mass and you don't see these happening, spread the germ around.
I've seen a few different ways of ending the Palm Sunday liturgy. I've even done a few of these myself. I've seen triumphant closing hymns such as To Jesus Christ Our Sovereign King and Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. Both, by the way, are very good triumphant hymns. I've seen such closing hymns such as O Sacred Head Surrounded, another beautiful hymn, although a totally different mood. I've also seen Palm Sunday Mass end with a choral postlude, as well as just an organ postlude. And on a few occasions, I've even seen the Mass end in dead silence. Now, although there is no mention of the recessional hymn in the Roman Missal, nor in the general instruction thereof, it's actually a practice that was added on when the idea came up that maybe the congregation can sing some hymns for low Mass. And it's kind of stuck around since, even with high Mass in many parishes. Some even use that goofball term, sending forth hymn, or Sending Song, or Song for the Journey. You really don't need a recessional hymn. Silence may be just a good idea, too. It makes for great contrast in moods, you know, in the Palm Sunday liturgy. Remember, the liturgy begins with the Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. However, one should remember that once we get into the liturgy of the word, you start to see the mood change. You know, for example, the psalm response of the day is Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? Then the Passion Gospel is read, and suddenly the mood really changes. Soon after that, probably for the offertory or maybe even a communion hymn, you're likely to hear the sudden cries of the spiritual, were you there when they crucified my Lord? I can safely say that's one of the most popular of hymn choices that day. Let's get back to the recessional. Like I mentioned, you really don't need a recessional. However, if you musicians and or pastors really feel the need of some kind to fill that void, so to speak, for your congregation as the celebrants and ministers exit the church, let's make it really effective. We're talking Sing My Tongue, the Savior's Glory. Now, this is not the same Sing My Tongue that you would hear on Holy Thursday when Holy Eucharist is being solemnly moved to reposition. We'll talk about that in the next episode. This is a translation of another Pange Lingua Gloriosi by Venantius Fortunatus, and it sings of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sweet the nails and sweet the wood, laden with so sweet a load. Oregon Catholic Press publishes this hymn in English to a hymn that most people know, the same Mode 3 chant that's regularly used for the Eucharistic version of Pange Lingua Gloriosi of St. Thomas Aquinas. Worship 2 prints this hymn with the text only. It's number 509. It's within the Good Friday liturgy. And the English translation, by the way, comes from John Mason Neal. Now, given the familiarity of the Mode 3 chant tune, the congregation has pretty much an easy sing in front of them, and to boot, you can make this somber ending of the Mass really effective. How? Sing it a cappella, of course. Intone the first line only on the organ. Then, sing it a cappella. And no postlude after Mass. Hopefully, your congregation will know enough to use their yaps to sing and not gab at this time. And at least hold that gabbing until they've gotten well into the Narthex. Here are the first two verses of this hymn. This recording was done from the Palm Sunday Mass that I finished playing last year at my former parish. You'll probably only need the first couple of verses anyways, depending on how fast your celebrant is in terms of leaving. Here it is.
Sing my tongue the Savior's glory, tell his triumph far and wide, tell aloud the famous story of his body crucified, how upon the cross a victim vanquishing in death he died. Faithful cross, O tree of Lucius, tree of peerless and divine, not a grove on earth can show us such a flower and leaf as thine. Sweet the nails and sweet the wood, laden with so sweet a load.
Sweet the nails and sweet the wood, laden with so sweet a load. Well put. On our next episode, we're going to explore chants for Holy Thursday. That episode should be up either Sunday or Monday, if all goes right. And finally, later that week, we'll have our Good Friday chants. And on that show, you'll get to hear the full Latin version of the chant we just sang today. Don't do this at church. Our recessional hymn is...
We don't need no steamy recessional hymn.
I want to share a review that I got from a blogger recently. Paula B., whose blog is called As We Wait in Joyful Hope, and knows my blogging partner Jason Pennington quite well, wrote this review of Christmas Vintage Anywhere after hearing last Sunday's episode. So this weekend, Brian Michael Page over at Christmas Vintage did a podcast on appropriate chants for Holy Week. Since I highly doubt I'm getting any of those chants this year, I thought I'd download it and listen while I went walking today. I was so very proud of myself for figuring out how to do the downloading and then uploading to the player. What was so fun was listening to Brian talk. His accent is so different from what I normally hear around here and has such a nice singing voice. He has a wonderful tone to his voice. Just call me Paula Abdul. That's her quote, by the way. Not only that, but it was fun listening to some of the different chants that can be used at Mass. Thanks for giving me something nice and informative to listen to while doing that darn old exercise. I use any excuse to get out of it, but with the podcast, I just keep walking the track till it was over. 30 minutes and done. Well, thank you, Paula, for those kind words, and I'm going to leave the link to your blog on today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere, where we will explore some more Holy Week chants. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Christos Vintage Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vintage Anywhere and Christos Vintage TV.
Made on a crappy PC.